Chapter 32, Galilee. We have told you about several places which are spoken of in the Old Testament. Let us now look at some of those in the New Testament. One which you may often have read or heard about is Galilee. It is a lake or inland sea in the northern part of Palestine and in the upper part of the River Jordan. It is especially interesting to us because the Lord Jesus walked upon its shores and taught the people. On one occasion, too, he walked upon the waters and came to the help of his disciples. Let us look then at some of the things that happened at the Sea of Galilee, or as it is sometimes called, the Sea of Tiberias. When Herod sought to kill the child Jesus, his parents were told to take him down into Egypt, and when Herod was dead, they were to bring him back again. But they were afraid to come back into Judea, and were warned of God to turn aside into Galilee, and there they lived in the city of Nazareth. There Jesus lived too with his parents, until he had grown to be 30 years of age. Then he went from Galilee to the river Jordan, and was baptized in the river by John the Baptist. This was the beginning of his public life, and he went about doing good, healing the sick, and preaching the gospel. Here again he went to Galilee, and preached to the people there, as Isaiah had prophesied it should be, that these people who were in darkness should see a great light, for Christ is the light of the world. It was on the shores of the Sea of Galilee, too, that Jesus began to call his disciples. He saw Peter and his brother Andrew fishing and casting their net into the sea, and Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." So they left their nets and followed him. Then he went a little further and saw two other fishermen, James and John, who were in a ship with their father and mending their nets. He called them, and they at once left their father and their nets and followed Jesus. What a wonderful power there must have been in his words to make these four men give up their fishing and forsake all to follow him. The same divine power is needed to work in the hearts of any who are brought truly to forsake the world and seek the Lord. After some time, John the Baptist was cruelly put to death by another Herod, and when Jesus heard of it, he took a ship on the lake of Galilee and went away to a desert place. There the people came to him, and he healed those who were sick, and then fed more than 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. When he had sent all the people away, he told his disciples to take a ship across to the other side of the lake, while he went away alone to pray. What an example did Jesus give us of secret prayer. But a storm arose on the lake, and the ship was tossed about by the waves. So Jesus went to them walking upon the water. The disciples were afraid and thought it must be a spirit. But Jesus said, "It is I, be not afraid." Then Peter said, "Bid me come unto thee on the water." And when Jesus told him to come, he began to walk on the water. But when he saw the stormy sea and wind, he was afraid and began to sink. So he cried out, "Lord, save me." And Jesus put out his hand and caught him. Then, when they had come into the ship, the wind ceased at the word of the Lord. And they came and worshipped him, believing that he was the Son of God. The gospel began to be preached in Galilee by the Lord himself, and afterwards by the disciples. What a great mercy it is to have the gospel faithfully preached to us, and we should go to hear it whenever possible. We shall have to answer for such a favor, and how we have made use of it. So Jesus warned the people of Galilee and told them that if they did not receive his preaching, they would be punished more than Tyre and Sidon, and even Sodom, who had not heard the gospel. After Jesus had died and was raised again from the grave, he told his disciples to go before him into Galilee, and there he would meet with them. So he appeared to them as they met together, although the doors were shut, and spoke peace to them. But it seems that afterwards the disciples thought he had forsaken them, and Peter said, "I go a-fishing," and they all agreed and went fishing on the Sea of Tiberias. But they caught nothing that night, and in the morning Jesus came and stood on the shore. He asked them if they had any fish, and they said, "No." Then he told them to cast the net on the right side of the ship, and when they had done so, there were so many fishes that they could hardly draw the net to land. They now began to see it was the Lord, and they came to the shore, and he fed them with bread and fish, and spoke kindly to Peter and all the rest. But we must now give you the texts. You may read about Jesus being taken to Nazareth in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, and about his baptism in chapter 3, and the calling of his disciples in chapter 4. The account of the storm on the lake is in chapter 14, and the Lord's warning to the people in chapter 11, verses 20 to 24. The coming of the Lord to Galilee after his resurrection you will find in the last chapter of Matthew and the last chapter of the Gospel of John. Then the prophecy about Jesus coming to Galilee is in the book of Isaiah, chapter 9.